Livewire with Jason Moyle.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Hello, welcome to Livewire. Today on the show, my guest is Aaron Emerson, the son of songwriter and producer Keith Emerson.
Hello.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the book. We've got lots to get through because it's such a storied career, isn't it, your dad? He started in the 60s, and then obviously Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and then of course his solo stuff as well.
That's right. It starts off, well, basically we did this as a coffee table book, and it was a chance for everyone who knew Dad to write about their experiences with him and the stories that that he had an effect on their lives with their music, with pictures and stuff. So that was the whole premise behind the book. So it's not like a story. So because he had pictures of an exhibitionist he did a while back, but this was just kind of putting everything together. A lot of people were just saying, why don't we do that? And I think it was nice to celebrate his life this way, but with other people sharing their thoughts with him.
Okay, and so you mentioned Pictures of Exhibition, which was also a live album, which I had a chat with a friend who was a big fan of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. He said that he got that album for £1.60, I think it was, back in the day in the early 70s, and that kind of got him into Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
My son's very much into collecting vinyl at the moment, and I think they're going for like 25, 30 quid now.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? But he has such a, as I said, he did start where he had a band, The Nice, and then he left The Nice for Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Did you get many stories about the early years?
Yes, of course. P.P. Arnold, of course, with that, and Gary Farr and the T-Bones. It starts right from the beginning, basically, with his parents, where he's born. Postcards with his mum, my grandmother, in her loft after everything. We had to sell the house and we went up into the loft and we found just so much stuff. She kept all the newspaper clippings, postcards, basically everything that he was doing on tour. So it was kind of a process going through it. It was difficult at the beginning. So, obviously it's been 6 years now, but we started this last year with my wife helping me, just going and finding so much interesting articles and tapes.
And because you mentioned the tapes as well, there's also a CD of unheard interviews as well. So how many have you got of those?
How many of them have we got? Oh, I mean, they're all over the place.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, they're all over the place. I mean, I found loads of reels and things. We're trying to get them just to find out what it's interesting to see. We've got manuscripts that have not been finished that we're looking at, and lots of stuff.
You mentioned manuscripts, so I take it he's an author as well as a songwriter, so he wrote loads of other stuff as well. Did he write other stuff as well? Because you mentioned manuscripts, so I assume that he wrote books and things like that, or unfinished books.
He loved writing, and he loved writing composition, he wanted to be known as, he was a composer, really.
Yes.
And he wrote he'd write scores and scores and scores of material. He would write out the whole orchestration parts for all the orchestra. He'd done some film scores, Nighthawks being one of the most successful. And, he had his solo projects and he worked with other musicians, other than Emerson, Lake and Palmer, like Mark Vanilla. It's great, yeah. We're doing some good stuff.
Okay, and so the were the stories about what you got from it? Like there were, as I mentioned, as I was speaking to a friend earlier who's a big fan, he said the one thing that he found very interesting was when he put knives into the keyboard. Did you ever find out how come that happened? Why did he do that?
Yeah, that all started Lemmy. Was it the Marquee or somewhere like that? Lemmy started off being Dad's roadie.
Right.
Before Motorhead, and Lemmy was very much into his World War II memorabilia, Russian army stuff, and he handed Dad a couple of knives once, and that's how it started. And he started smashing up the organ. I think it started off. He got furious with it, but Hendrix was doing with the guitar like he was doing on the Hammond. He just started getting more and more. I think his keyboard. Guy that used to come and fix it gave up in the end because it just daily would be smashed up.
But, so he had to buy new organs, I take it, after a while.
Yeah. Okay. There was a few.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a two deluxe book editions, actually. There's one classic and one signature one as well. So tell us the difference.
I haven't got it in front of me right now, but there's obviously more in the deluxe, and there's the CDs and the books, and so it's a lot more variety of stuff in there, really.
Okay, and it, as I say, chronologically tells the whole story from his early days to his film scores, because in his early, as a later work, he did do lots of film scores, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, he did lots of film scores, Italian, Inferno, Murder Rock, Nighthawks. Yeah, there was a few things going on.
And it's not just about interviews either, because there's lots of photographs of your dad there as well, of not just of him at work, but also at home and at play as well.
It covers pretty much everything. It's everything. With the people, all the band members that he played with that have had their, and they chat about their stories with Keith, just basically everything. Yeah.
Okay. And you said it's taken 6 years to actually get all this together.
Well, no. I mean, it's been 6 years since Dad passed.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. So, So, the last year we've just been putting together, a nice, montage of a lot of stuff that we've come across.
Brilliant. So how do people get the book? Where is taking the book is available on all platforms?
I believe it's on Amazon. You can get on there, on the Keith Emerson website.
I believe there's also a special website, keemeversonbook.com.
Yeah.
And is there social media sites as well around there?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. Should all be on the website.
Okay. And depending on the two versions, obviously the deluxe and the signature, is it available in paperback and hardback, or is it
No, just hardback.
Hardback. Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. As I said, is there any particular story you want to share about the book? Obviously, you don't want to share all the stories because that's in the book, but is there any particular story you would like to share with us about this?
Cool. Any particular story? I mean, you know, there's so many stories, but, you know, I remember him. Just he's always off tour quite a lot, so you know, and it's been a while. He was living in the States, and I was been living over here, so I actually hadn't seen him for quite a while before his passing. It was just great fun to be around. A lot of laughs, very caring, very gentle, but towards the end, you know, he was quite into, he wasn't that rock star that would go out there and sort of do a thing. He loved his jazz, he loved his classical. And I think at the end of it all, he really wanted to retire and be a fisherman in Cornwall.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that, I think that was, he used to chat about that a lot. And, you know, towards the end, he wanted to be a conductor. He did actually conduct on his birthday. He got a chance to do that, which he was quite nervous about. But
where was that then? Where did he do that?
It was somewhere in Europe. I can't remember.
Okay.
In the book, I can't remember. Yeah, so...
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing about the book. And, of course, hopefully it will let people have a better insight, obviously a bigger insight into your dad's life as well and his career as well. So thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.